This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law
Studios. Welcome home. Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I want to thank our listeners for coming back this week for another phenomenal show that we're going to have. And we're going to jump right into it, Ron. We've got a replay that we had a couple months ago, actually. It was about a month and a half ago. We had Scott come
in
here talk about his rental property. We're done. It's ready to rock and roll. We're going to talk about what he's been going through to get this place on the market and ready to rent. So, Scott, thanks again for coming on Your Valuable Home.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
You're done. Let's talk about it.
So. We're all done. I think it was maybe a month to a month and a half. As soon as I met you and we talked, everything went smooth. It came out absolutely phenomenal. We've since hired a realtor, and they've had 10 to 20 showings so far. And the response has been that it looks phenomenal. It's clean, it's crisp, it's up to date. And we're asking almost double what we were asking before. So it's just been a great experience.
Tell us where it is again and tell us what you did to get it ready to rent.
So it's in Doylestown, which is just north of Philadelphia. And we basically, what we had to do is I contacted Kevin, and he came in, gave me some advice, which I listened to from all the referrals that I've heard and known about Kevin. And so essentially we had to gut the place. We ran into some, you know, issues that you're going to run into when you're redoing a place. And things went smooth. Kevin kept in contact. I met with all the subcontractors. We had to do the flooring, the paint, electrical work, plumbing, the bathroom fixtures, the shower, the toilet, picking out cabinets and granite and appliances. And it all, you know, Kevin told me to do something. I did it, and it went smooth. And it's just been phenomenal.
I tell you, it does feel good to get a property back, because the biggest thing with a lot of the rental properties today is that you can't drag them on to say, hey, look, we've got 4 or 5 months. That's a lot of rent money you're going to be losing.
You got to get done. Well, it was the same with me, right?
Right. We had to get cabinets on order quickly. Yeah. We had to get everybody lined up. Right. So there was a lot of moving parts to get this to happen, because you're right. It wasn't an overall gut. It was the flooring had some issues. We took the flooring and we put the Cortec in. The painting, some trim work, but new bathroom, new kitchen. Everything has been updated. It looks phenomenal now.
And where exactly is it in Doylestown? Doylestown's a good rental market. And the reason it is, it's the county seat. It's always going to have jobs.
Oh, absolutely. It's just south of the borough, just off the main highway on Route 611. And it's next to a park. And it's got great parking, and it's going to rent. It's going to rent soon. And I would say one of the things for people wanting to redo a rental property is, once you start, keep moving, because there's no way we'd have gotten this done in a month and a half, A, without Kevin's help, and B, every time he told me to do something, I did it.
Yeah, well, I try to find that balance, because I know at the beginning we talked about some budget numbers, and, you know, I thought about at that point, it's a great hotspot. And sometimes you do need to spend some more money to get that rent, because in the beginning, if we fixed it up for half that price, we could have probably got maybe $300 more. But we're the realtor, this wasn't me telling Scott, the realtor said they're going to double the money. So at doubling the money, that's going to pay itself off in maybe about 7 to 8 years. But even at that point, you're going to be making double the money from there on out, because it's a long-term investment.
Yeah, I mean, you only get one shot at it up front. You only get one shot at it, and you're going to get, and that's the thing that's going to set the umbrella on the rent going forward, too.
And he doesn't have to do anything else. Everything's done where this is going to last for about another 30 years.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was going to say is we picked or chose some products that are everlasting. You go to save money, it's going to last 5 to 7 to 8 years. You spend a little bit more, and you're going to get 20 to 30 out of it.
It's going to look nicer.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, the curb appeal is the big thing, because when you walked in from the beginning to now, I tell you what, we're going to put those pictures on Facebook, but what a difference.
Oh, yeah, it looks phenomenal. I mean, for instance, we went with granite instead of Corian countertops or the Formica, and they're durable. They're not a whole lot much more money, but they really look great when you walk in.
Right, and that's the first thing you walk in is the kitchen, which the number one thing to rent is a kitchen.
Is it? If it's a couple that walks and they walk in, the lady's going to go right for the kitchen. They're going to go right for the kitchen every single time. And if it looks great, you got a sale.
But what's nice about this is everything's brand new. So even the bathroom, new shower, new toilet, new vanity area, everything's new. It's all new. So by doing that, that's what's going to sell or at least rent the place where you're going to be able to get that equity back into it very quickly. Because a lot of people, that when they do think about it, they always say, hey, you know, 4 or 5 years, I got to pay this off. But everything's about a long-term investment. And with that long-term investment, like we had talked about, that's what you're looking to see, that long-term investment. But when you do have a higher rent, so this is, again, this is just my opinion, but I find that when you do have a higher rent area, sometimes you get less problems with the renters. It try to minimize this out because it's going to cost more. So that's something I always look at, because having a great renter in is going to make a world of difference.
Has a lot to do with the area, too, that you're in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and this Doylestown's a great area, so why not put it up
area.
To get that dollar out of it?
The other great thing about Doylestown is the areas around it, the taxes are pretty reasonable. Like, I'm in right between Plumstead and Doylestown on the far side of Doylestown. The taxes were the best I found in all of Bucks County, the lowest. So that's a factor. I mean, that has a lot to do with your ROI when you're renting, you know?
Well, Scott, I do have to mention this. When we started it and you were just on the air and the show aired, I got a phone call that next morning when you had called. That was a great phone call. So why don't you tell listeners how excited you were?
Oh, it was, I mean, we had heard, we were in the Home Depot and somebody had approached me and had heard the radio station and heard the whole the scenario and about the apartment redo, and it was great. It was great to hear. It was a great visibility.
Yeah, it does. Because they said, oh yeah, Scott, you were on the show just recently.
Yes, they did. So yes, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
You're a celebrity now.
Your listeners are expanding. What's that?
You're a celebrity now.
I don't know about that, but hey, it was really cool.
Well, we're going to get you there, especially with the location. What I love about it, it's quiet. And not many places where you can go where it's that quiet. It's very secluded, but yet you're still in a popular area, but it's quiet. And having that availability, it's a gold mine where you're at.
Yeah, and like I said, it's been realtors have been showing the place. It's been very busy, so I look forward to getting it rented out. And again, I wanted to thank you so much for all your help.
Hey, why don't you just walk us through real quickly what the place looks like now?
So when you walk in, it's got the Cortec flooring, gray, and the kitchen is to the left. Has white cabinets with laminate for easy to wipe off if there's a spill or problem.
They're new, right?
Everything's new.
Everything's brand new. Granite countertops to complement the flooring, which has some gray and tans in it. It's going to have a white backsplash. There's stainless steel appliances, and then you have a bed. Each there's two bedrooms, and each bedroom has a new ceiling fan, updated to put a new thermostat in. The family room is large. All the heating came with the baseboard heats. All the baseboards are new. The bathroom has a new shower. new tub, new sink, new cabinets, new paint, and it's an off tone of gray with white trim, and it complements and just looks phenomenal.
That was a nice color that you chose for that paint color.
Yeah, I thought it came out great.
Yeah, Scott said he's like paint color, pick it. And I'm talking, what color? I thought he was talking that he's got to pick something. And he's like, no, you pick it. So trying to figure out, because you want to always put something in that's not going to be too loud, but it's going to be able to make a statement with the flooring, the color, the white trim, the white ceiling, and everything pops. It's an
even flow.
You
want to be somewhat neutral, too, with renters, because you don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, but I mean, years ago, it used to be that bone color. Everybody put linen on the walls, and that
right,
was it.
Right,
but
right.
You need to put a little bit more color. You got to update. And for that, paint color doesn't cost anything. You're buying the paint. The paint's going to be able to do it. So. But it does. It looks great, and you should be able to get that dollar out of it. And I'm glad we had an opportunity to work together again on doing another property. But anything else that you want to add for our listeners to educate them if they're going to be buying a rental?
I would say in choosing the floor, I went with grays and tan tones just in case down the road we want to change colors. There's some browns in the floor with the gray. You can change the color if you want to repaint.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, yep. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was a great experience, and I wanted to thank you, Kevin, very much for your help and expertise.
Well, you're very, very welcome. I'm glad we got an opportunity to do it. And again, for our listeners, for anybody suing any rented properties, if you need any advice, to give us a call. And Scott, thanks again for coming on Your Valuable Home, and you're listening to us here on 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. With Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring from Tom Adams Windows and Carpet, high performance runs deep, deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty, and the widest selection of beautiful wood and stone patterns. And Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme dent resistance, a 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, as well as a 100% waterproof warranty. For people who really live on their floors, Pergo Extreme is the worry-free solution that doesn't make you compromise. For details, go to TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
For our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
All right, well, thank everybody for coming back to a very good segment I always like to do, the horror story.
Ah, yes.
So,
never a shortage of horror stories.
It doesn't stop. That's the problem. It doesn't stop. You figured, with the economy booming, you get a couple decent contracts. Well, no, it's bringing in more and more of these new contractors. And this is where the story's going to. And again, if you're living at a condo, yes, there's top floors, bottom floors. Well, if you get somebody new moving in upstairs, they want to refresh the place, make sure you hire a pretty decent contractor to do your bathroom. So this is where this story's going. I found out through the grapevine, I got a phone call and said, hey, well, we had a little bit of a problem. I'm going to tell you the story. We live on the first floor of a condo, and the neighbor above just had some renovated work done. And here's what had happened. Now, they were both gone at the time, but back several months ago, the upstairs people that have the house had a bathroom done.
Uh-oh, flood, right? Flood.
I you ever been to Niagara Falls? There you go.
Sounds like bad news.
Yeah, so I'm predicting the way they were talking about it is that the shut-off valve blew, and I know exactly what would happen because it's an older PEX line. It's one of those lines that you run into, but if you need to tap into new PEX.
Ah, the older PEX line trick, right?
So you can't use your hands to tie PEX together. There's a machine that actually pops and knows that the recommended amount of pressure is around that coupling so it doesn't leak. So if you try to squeeze it by a pair of pliers, you're probably not going to do very well in the future. So within a week's time, nobody was there. The shuttle valve blew off.
Oh, so this went on for a week?
This ran, the water ran for 3 weeks.
And they probably had about a gazillion dollar water bill too, right? I would think.
I didn't ask him that, but I do have the pictures that they did send over, but it was an absolute destruction of a house. So I said, listen, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to do right now.
Of that condo.
Yeah, the condo. The first floor, the second floor, the floor of itself, the first floor got completely wiped out. The drywall, the insulation, everything had to be gutted and dried.
Oh, my God.
Because when you have that much mortar running in that time, it's going to soak into the wood. Wood can get wet. I always tell people, listen, wood can get wet. It can be dried out. You don't have any issues with it. But when
in that case, wouldn't they have to rip out the subfloor? No?
No, not really. It was still warm
enough. Just dry it out?
Yeah, well, you have to pull there was carpet. So the carpet has to come up. They've got to put fans on there. And if it got delaminated too much to the point, yeah, it's going to have to be pulled up. So there was a good bit of water. Most of the water, believe it or not, ran on the outside of the wall from the beginning. So they had to strip everything down. But again, you have insulation. There was a lot of issues. So, and this was the most important. This was what really shocked them. Now we're getting into the colder months. And they didn't like to hear what I had to say. But here's one thing that I told them. I said, the insurance company gave you some money. So at that point, I said, are you starting to fix up? She's like, no, we don't know what to do. So I said, well, for the colder months, I said, make sure the heat's turned up a little bit more. You don't have that insulation in here. She said, well, the unit blew. It was filled with water. It was drowned in water. So we need a new unit. And I said, well, if the insurance company paid you, that means you, the homeowner, has to protect the investment of the property. You cannot just let it go, say, nah, I'll get around to it. Because any more damage happens due to your negligence.
Yeah, they're not
going to
cover you.
They're not going to cover you.
Yeah.
Now they're in more of a pickle. So it's scrambling right now to try to get a contractor in there.
This sounds like a nightmare.
It's an extremely bad nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hire contractors, make sure they have a little bit more than a year experience in the business. Because everybody's great. You ever notice everybody's, hey, I'm the best. If you ever see it on the advertising, hey, we're great. Well, he just started your business.
Well, I mean, was the guy a plumber?
From my understanding, it was a contractor. That's all they told me.
Well, if you're just a garden variety contractor and he wasn't a plumber, because plumbers, correct me if I'm wrong, but plumbers and electricians are the only ones that have to get certified. They go to school and all that stuff, right?
They do. Electric is a little bit different. Most townships residentially, you can just go get an electrical permit. It's not a problem. Some townships, like where Northampton I'm in, they need a registered plumber. So I've worked in several townships. I don't really get my plumber involved. I just go get the permit.
But if they had a registered plumber do this job,
it would have been done right.
You would think that he wouldn't have messed this up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But they got a great price. I'm talking to them, I'm like, well, what did he spend? I couldn't believe the prices. That is a great price because it's a new guy.
And now they're going to be paying for it a different way.
Yes. And we were just chatting about, well, how do you go after it? And I said, well, basically your insurance company is going to actually sue the contractors. They're going to go after their contractor's insurance and make sure that he's adequately insured. See, in the state of Pennsylvania, if that happened, what would happen is that he could have minimum $50,000, which again, he's in the legal limits.
But, sounds like a lot more than $50,000 for the damage.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're going to go scratch for the
this
rest
is
of
top
it.
Floor and bottom floor that contractor's insurance has got to pay. Man. So if he's got in Pennsylvania, the legal minimum liability is $50,000.
Forget that. That's not going to happen.
So then you're going to sue the guy. Now he can go out of business because he did have the proper insurance and he can say it was an accident. There was no technically negligence there. He tried doing it himself and it didn't work out so well. So now these people are stuck when they didn't even hire the guy. So they're in a pickle. So it's a real tough case because both floors got to be addressed. They need to be protected. And all the plumbing, I said, is coming from your first floor to the second floor.
Sure.
So if you let that freeze, then the upstairs unit, which is partly usable, they're not going to have any water because everything's going to freeze.
Where is this? This is Bucks County?
No, this is actually in another state.
Another state?
Yeah, it's another state. So it's not in Pennsylvania. But I was just walking through, and it's kind of the same with the insurance. They want you to protect the investment of the property.
We don't know what the insurance requirement is in that particular state.
No. I keep it quiet. I told them I don't need to know the contractor. I don't need to know where you live. I just need, I always call it the plausible deniability. So I just need to know just general information. I can walk you through the steps you're going to need to do to get that house whole again. But it's going to be an inconvenience for you. But these steps need to be done right away. You can't just leave a house the way it is.
No.
So, but it's tough to hear these situations where it had nothing to do with hiring a wrong contractor. It was somebody else hired a wrong contractor that put a lot of problems on your lap that shouldn't be. And that's what you get upset because with this economy hot, everybody's a contractor. So I thought about it. I said to my wife, you know, maybe I'll just become a doctor. So tomorrow I might as well just go into the hospital. How hard could it be, right? If you can be a contractor that easy, why not be a doctor? She said, well, you need to go through testing. I said, well, that's the same thing you need here in every state across the country. These people think they can be a contractor. They got a hammer. They got a truck. They're contractors.
Truck and a truck.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Why these horror stories are coming in more and more is because everybody thinks they're good. But and again, I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but there is an art to contracting. It's not just, hey, I've seen it before. I worked in my house. I can put a nail in. There's a lot more than that on how to technically run a business as opposed mm-hmm. to just doing some work.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're working for somebody, there's a lot more behind the scenes that you need to do a job. And that's what we're trying to tell people, that you know, if you have an estimate, one's higher or lower, you've got to ask these questions of what's going to be involved into that, because these are the problems you're going to run into. You got a great price, but now you got a big problem down the line with.
There's another lesson in this too, okay? If you're going to live in a condo building, you probably want to be on the top floor, not beneath,
not
right?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, right?
But there's.
If you're going to have a rental property in a condo building.
If you do it right, it's going to be able to minimize. I'm not saying it's going to be a guarantee, but you can minimize by hiring a correct contractor to have these problems not happen. I'm not saying it's definitely going to be not an issue, but contractors are going to be doing it right because their name's on the property. So if a contractor comes in, he's going to do a great job. He wants to be there for a long term. For these people that are like, listen, I can just throw this together. Yeah, I might be able to do it, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to be out of business in 3 years anyway. So once I legally file and I close, you can't sue me. So I'm good. So let's not have that happen to you. Contact the show. We'll be able to walk you through that process of finding the right contractor and be able to minimize it with the experience that I have. And we've got a great college coming in.
Yeah, we got a great college coming up with Unison and Bill Walker, Unison in San Francisco. It's a different way to leverage the equity in your home. You'll love it.
So be back here at Your Valuable Home on Talk 10 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. With Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring from Tom Adams Windows and Carpet, high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty, and the widest selection of beautiful wood and stone patterns. And Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme dent resistance, a 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, as well as a 100% waterproof warranty. For people who really live on their floors, Pergo Extreme is the worry-free solution that doesn't make you compromise. For details, go to TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And I want to thank our listeners for coming back for this college. You're here on 1210 WPHT. Ron, we've got a very interesting college.
We got a super college. You got a super college. And it's all about, you know, equity and using the equity that's built up. If you've had a home and you've gone through 2008 and you've come back from that, there's a lot of equity in that. Now we have Bill Walker. Excuse me. Bill Walker, who is Chief Revenue Officer of Unison in San Francisco. And Bill, how are you? Welcome to the show, or welcome back to the show.
Back.
We've had Bill back on the show. He's been on the show before. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, listen, I personally, and I'm working with Unison right now to see if it works out for me. I've discovered four ways to leverage the equity in your home. One is a home equity loan. The other one's a home equity line. They work a little bit differently, okay? The reverse mortgage, and then a personal loan from a family member. And then there's the Unison way, okay? So, Bill, let's get into that. Unison is based in San Francisco, and that's where Bill is right now. How does the Unison approach differ from all the other ways that I just mentioned of tapping home equity?
I would certainly say the headline for how we're different from the other approaches that you mentioned is that they're all debt solutions. All the other methods for accessing equity in your home are going to require a monthly payment or essentially some interest accruing activity. Unison is truly a partnership with the homeowner, and there are no payments on a monthly basis associated with that. So it brings true financial flexibility for whatever the myriad use cases are that our clients are using the funds for.
Okay, so there are no interest or principal payments going on down the road. How do you get paid? How do you make money?
We are truly a partner, just much like a business partner with the homeowner in the future change in value of the property. So essentially, we are providing a cash payment at the time that we do the deal with the consumer based on an independent third-party appraisal of what the value of the home is. And we are getting paid in exchange a portion, a percentage of the change in value of the home. So for example, if we enter into a deal and we establish that the home is currently worth $400,000 and it goes up to $500,000, we would share in a portion of that $100,000 difference. I think that, you know, a lot of confusion is out there that we share in a percentage of the entire home. It's just the change in value. And I think important, while, you know, most people are under the impression that hopefully we won't see a 2008 again in our lifetime, unlike those debt products that you mentioned, we'll also share in the downside. So if that same home goes down by $100,000 during the term of our partnership, we'll share in the loss in the same percentage that we would share in the gain. So just like a business enterprise, it is truly a partnership. And, you know, with one of your choices as far as, you know, getting money from friends or family, a deal with Unison won't lead to uncomfortable, potentially, conversations over the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, it could. I mean, it could. The family thing could very much end up that way. So basically, let me understand. Okay. And I do. I just want to explain this to people, to our listeners. If you go to the downside, if the downside is the house loses value, do you eat into your principal to share the hit?
Yes, we will. So the maximum, I'm going to use round numbers. Maybe they don't necessarily work against the $500,000 or $400,000 example I gave you, but we limit our loss to however much we made in the investment. So if we invest $100,000 with one of our partner customers, that's the maximum loss we would take. We wouldn't come to the table with additional funding unless there was a subsequent agreement that it made sense for all parties to do so. But we will share in the loss up to having our principal investment completely taken to zero, if that's what happens in the real estate market.
Wow, that would be a disaster for the whole market if that happened,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that would not be a good situation.
It certainly would be. I mean, you know, clearly not what we, our customers or our investors are looking for, but it is certainly a hedge for the homeowner in a world where there are very few opportunities to hedge the value of their home, while again freeing up financial flexibility to use that equity for, you know, other important needs that they have in their family situation.
All right, so Unison means it's not in debt it's not in debt, and you're actually sharing in, you're a partner in the ownership of the home, right?
That's correct.
Okay, are you on the title? Do you get written into the title?
We are not on the title. We do record a lien on the property that mm-hmm. sits behind any debt products that the consumer may have. So if you have a first mortgage, we'll be in second position. If you have a first mortgage and a home equity line of some sort, we would be in third position. But we do not go on the actual title, to the property.
Okay. Bill, what I'm thinking is when you're buying a home or you're always doing something like this, is there any closing costs involved in this?
Yes, there are closing costs, and effectively our closing costs are meant to recoup the cost that we outlay to do the deal. So we get an appraisal to get that independent third-party evaluation. We'll frequently, in almost all cases, do a home inspection. There's title work. There's just a number of things that, you know, I think people who have done a real estate transaction are used to. And we used to just charge back all of our actual costs to the consumer, but because there's such a wide variance in title costs from one market to the next and appraisal costs from one property to the next, we actually found that our consumers liked the visibility of knowing exactly what it was going to cost ahead of time. And we just set up, it's just under 4% is what our transaction fee is. And we arrived at that 4% based on looking at all of the deals that we had done in a 6-month period prior to setting that price point, and basically just looked to be made whole against our actual cash outlays to get the appraisal reports, to get the inspection reports, to do the title work, et cetera. So it's just under 4% is what our closing costs are on a homeowner transaction. On a purchase transaction where you're a home buyer and we're contributing funds to do a new purchase, our closing costs are right around 2%, and that's based on the fact that a lot of the costs associated with the transaction are already baked into the purchase itself.
Okay, so basically, if somebody's getting $50,000 from Unison, you're a little bit shy of 4% on $50,000, so you're a little bit shy of $2,000, correct?
Correct.
Got it.
And we take that out of the proceeds, so we're not charging that up front. We're not taking a credit card. We're taking it out of the proceeds.
Gotcha. Okay, terrific. All right. What qualifications do you have? And I sort of know this on my own, but why don't we reiterate them for people? Do you need to do business with Unison? What qualifications do you need? Credit?
So we are looking. Yeah, I mean, so again, think about this as a partnership where it can be as long as 30 years. That's how long the term of our deal is. And we're looking to partner with customers who, one, it's a property that we want to invest in. So, you know, think about a typical property, you know, not a 10-acre residence in the middle of a development that has, you know, 100 half-acre parcels, and then you sort of have the mother parcel that it was all subdivided off of. We're looking for typicality. We want the house to be generally like the other houses that are in the mm-hmm. area. And then importantly, on the customer side, we're looking for someone who has demonstrated the ability and will continue to be able to maintain the home. So whether that's maintenance, whether that's taxes, insurance, maintaining the mortgage, we're looking to partner with somebody that we know, you know, is going to take great care of our collective investment in the home. And the great news is, you know, when we're generally partnering with people who are they're actually occupying the property, they're raising their families there. So they're equally motivated to keep the home in good repair and, you know, generally make it a great place for them to raise their family.
Right. What's the term of Unison? I think you mentioned 30 years, right? But supposing I want to pay Unison back before that, is there a period that I can do that in?
Yes, we do enable customers to buy us out early. And there's a few different ways that can occur. So our maximum term is 30 years, as I mentioned. If a customer chooses to sell their home prior to 30 years, then that would trigger, you know, us closing out our partnership relationship. We would get proceeds from the sale. And again, there's not really a scenario where that deal could be underwater because we're only sharing a portion of the change in value. So the consumer is always going to get a larger check than Unison is effectively. We could also arrange for, you know, a customer has some kind of a windfall or they get a bonus or they really just want to, you know, have exposure to 100% of the change in value of their property again. We can go and get another independent third-party appraisal to be able to establish what the change in value has been and then settle up at that point. It is important to note, though, that we're not trying to time the market. We want to have a long relationship with our customers. And we don't want the customers necessarily to time the market either. This isn't really a product that's meant for timing the real estate market. So in the event of a consumer's decision to terminate early, not by virtue of a sale, but by virtue of still living in the home and getting that independent third-party appraisal, mm-hmm. we're not generally going to share in any decrease in value in those scenarios. However, if they sell, you know, a job opportunity takes them to another market, whatever the case may be, we're generally going to be sharing in that decline in value. But on a, you know, I'm going to live here, I'm just looking to early terminate the relationship, we would at least recoup what our original investment is and not share in a loss if it's simply the customer's decision ultimately to get out of the deal early.
All right, so you're making that decision on the basis of their life circumstance. If they get transferred to another town, there's a little
it still seems
to do about
very
that.
Minimal risk for everything that they're talking about here.
Yeah, no, it is. That's why I'm talking to them. let me ask you this question. We're winding down. We've got about a minute before we go to a break. Can you rent if you're under a Unison contract? Can you rent?
Yes, you can. Some of the typical examples are an Airbnb rental where you're still living in the property and you're renting a room or two out via Airbnb. That's perfectly acceptable. Renting it out for some portion of a year, also acceptable. If a customer wants to change what was their primary residence over to an outright rental property, we'll also allow that. But we would we've got our customer service team that works with our customers. We would work on just making sure that our agreement is modified to demonstrate that it's, you know, what was a primary residence has now become a rental property. But for the more normal, Airbnb sporadic rental type situation, perfectly acceptable.
Okay, everybody hang with us. We're talking to Bill Walker he's the Chief Revenue Officer at Unison in San Francisco. Interesting conversation. We'll be back right after this.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
With Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring from Tom Adams Windows and Carpet, high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty, and the widest selection of beautiful wood and stone patterns. And Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme dent resistance, a 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, as well as a 100% waterproof warranty. For people who really live on their floors, Pergo Extreme is the worry-free solution that doesn't make you compromise. For details, go to TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
Well, thank everybody back here to Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHT. And Ron, I tell you, there's a lot of good things that I'm thinking about here, how well this product is. That what I'm thinking going to be consumers looking at for, let's get into a little bit of the home purchases of like, or contractors. If a lot of our homeowners today want to take some money out and equity into the home to do some contracting work. I guess that's something that
It would make sense. Bill, let me ask you this. There are no real restrictions on the use of the money you get from Unison, are there?
That's 100% correct. So once our customer receives the Unison funds, they can use it for whatever purpose is the reason why they did the deal in the first place. And I know you're actively engaged with us, and you've got a rationale yourself. To give you an idea of what a lot of customers would use those funds for, if you think about really the vast majority of the American population is undersaved for retirement. They wish they had their house rich, cash poor, if you will, and they wish they had more money available for retirement. And being able to utilize a Unison co-investment, a partnership with us, frees them up to possibly use those proceeds to invest in the stock market, to potentially buy an annuity product, which would give them a cash flow stream to go along with their Social Security or whatever other opportunities they have, to be able to fund a major home improvement project if they want to age in place, or they just have, their home is dated and they want to make some improvements, all without taking on an additional monthly debt payment, with the other solutions that might be out there.
My particular situation, and I am talking Unison right now, you know that, Kevin.
Yep.
I went through two bad situations with my wife, tons of medical debt, not being able to work for the better part of a year, spending a lot of time in the hospital, and as a result, I piled up a lot of debt, and it's going to help me get out of that ditch.
Yeah.
In other words.
Yeah. So, Bill, again, me being a novice with this, now you talked about home improvements. So what you were explaining through this college, if somebody takes that money out, they do a nice size home improvement, which again could add some nice value to the property. That's a win-win for both Unison and the homeowner, correct?
Well, actually, it's a bigger win for the homeowner, to be honest. So when a customer does a home improvement project, like a major remodel, or maybe they add some square footage to the home, in the same way that we establish the value of the home in the first place, we actually, at the time that we close out an agreement, we would make sure that the folks doing the appraisal understand, hey, they did a major kitchen remodel or they added square footage to the home, and we'll actually credit the consumer for what that independent third party says the value of that improvement was. So if that improvement adds $50,000 to the value of the property, the customer gets the full $50,000. Unison does not participate in the change in value associated with a major home remodel, which I think, certainly you're aware that you don't get dollar for dollar back over time, and the value can also decline over a 30-year period as far as things go. But we really feel that the, in fairness to the consumer and to be a good partner, if they've spent their money, even if it's Unison funds on that improvement, that the benefit of that, in addition to just the better, you know, the better home that they're enjoying, that the financial benefit of that exercise goes to the customer as well.
Under any circumstances, can Unison take possession of your home?
We do record as a lien. So there are certainly situations where that could happen. However, most frequently, unlike the debt situations or the debt products that are out there, we're on the same side of the table as the customer. And there have been a number of situations, you know, unfortunately, as people have come into difficult times where because we are interested and we're sharing a portion of the equity, a portion of the change in value in the property, where Unison is motivated both because it's the right thing to do for our partner, but also financially motivated. So it's nice that the two actually, you know, coincide on occasion, where we are motivated to come in and try to help the consumer through a difficult time rather than have, you know, a disorderly sale via short sale or some other kind of, you know, kind of major event. We've had circumstances where we've been able to step in and help our customers, you know, prepare a home for sale, get a better price point, have a more orderly transaction, and be in much better position than they would have been if they'd have had to go through a short sale or a foreclosure or something along those lines. So we do record as a lien. That's certainly it's part of our instrument, but it's hard to conceive of the situations where we're not going to be on the same side as the consumer because we do sit behind their existing debt.
Well, that's an interesting point because I don't think any of the other ways that I looked at all the ways of leveraging equity, any of those other ways, they're not going to help you through a situation like that, are they?
Yeah, they're really those other situations, their interest, if you owe, you know, the bank $300,000, the bank is interested in $300,000 and they're not necessarily going to have any interest in all of that equity that the customers build up over years and maybe decades above that. Unison is interested. And so we've had many situations where, you know, customers went from looking at really a total wipeout to hundreds of thousands of dollars back in their pocket via the equity they've built up in their property, their home.
What happens in the case of death of a homeowner, who the person who signs with Unison, and there's nobody else left in the family? What happens in that case?
So very similar to what the heirs or the estate would need to do in order to settle, you know, any existing liens against the property. From a written, you know, policy perspective, we're looking for the estate to be able to make our agreement whole in a period of 6 months. But again, we're on the same side as the consumer and we're, you know, looking to be flexible, looking to have a human interaction, a business partner interaction with our customer to help them through what obviously is going to be a difficult situation. But 6 months is generally the period of time when we're looking to help the customer, you know, satisfy all the obligations that may be associated with their home.
Okay, we're down to about a minute 45, Bill. I got two quick questions for you. Will dealing with the Unison affect my credit rating?
It will not. We do a soft pull to determine if folks are eligible for a Unison co-investment, which means that it doesn't impact the FICO score. It's only visible to the consumer if you go on a site like a Credit Karma and take a look at that. So we do not impact a customer score negatively or positively.
All right. And who's your typical customer? Is it somebody like me, middle-aged boomer, or is it young people? Who is it?
You know, we really have a number of uses. We did, you know, some recent studies and surveys, the Bank of Mom and Dad. You've got, you know, people out there that are helping their children either with living budgetary items or with the down payment for a home. There's so many different use cases. What I will tell you for the homeowner deal, the one that we focused most of this conversation on, it's going to be someone who's doing a combination of debt consolidation and home improvement. Our average ticket, you know, our average partnership is just under $100,000, gives people a lot of room to do both debt consolidation and home improvement. And that's what we hear from the majority of our customers.
One more question that I'm going to ask you right after that question. How do I get in touch with Unison? How do I, you know, what's your website? Our signal goes to Delaware, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania. You operate in all those areas?
We're in all those areas. We're in 31 states representing about 80% of the properties
Super.
In the country, so 30-plus states.
How do people find you?
come check us out at unison.com. And if you have additional questions, with which most people do, there's a phone number there as well where you can talk to one of our program specialists who will be more than happy to go through your circumstance.
That's right, a Bill, wrap. Thank you very much. Bill Walker from Unison. And I want to thank everybody for hanging with us for this show. A great show. And we look forward to welcoming you back next week.
Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.